This is Children's Health Checkup, where we answer parents' most common questions about raising healthy and happy kids. I'm Amanda Wild, your host, and today we're looking forward to summer fun and relaxation with our families in and near water. This episode is all about safety at the beach with David Aguilar, Program Manager of Injury Prevention at Children's Health. David, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for the invite. I appreciate you getting this message out there.
Well, looking at the big picture here, what are the most common safety risks for kids at the beach?
Going to the beach can mean so many things. Parents start looking at ways they can keep their kids safe. They start loading up all the things like sunblock. They start looking for the right equipment to wear, like the UV ray shirts. They start looking for all those little things. But one of the things that is most concerning and something that parents don't think about sometimes is how dangerous the beach can be. Just because of the waves could make that vacation trip a little bit disastrous if parents don't know what to look for.
So what should parents know about water safety, waves and rip currents and supervision?
I'll start with a personal story, if that's okay. One time, and this is kind of what guided me to think a little bit different. There was a beach trip that I took that I'm also a swim instructor. And so I like to swim a little bit farther out. And this time the wake was a little bit rougher. On my way back in, I always tell my students and my kids to make sure that they turn on their back, relax, recover, and they can swim again. But I was having such a hard time because the water kept splashing in my face. I couldn't relax. I was freaking out. It got to the point that the second time I did that, I was like, just relax, turn around, go as fast as you can, and hopefully you're able to touch the floor. I did that. But it took me to relax. So I think that's one of the most important things is that we cannot expect a teen or a five-year-old to think about those little things. So that's when the parents come in and making sure that they are near the kids when this is happening. So some of the dangers is not knowing how dangerous the water is that day, the current, the rip current, to know how to read that and making sure that whenever this happens and they face themselves in the rip current, for them not to try to fight it, for them to float, swim parallel, and then find a more relaxing area where the water is not as rough and try to exit. So that's really one of the main things that are dangerous when at the beach.
Are there specific rules or guidelines families should follow always to keep kids safe at the beach?
Definitely. One of the first things is going to be pay attention to the flags. And of course, you know, the flags, and you're going to notice right away if the water is going to be rough, then you're going to see those waves splashing, you're going to hear them. So that's going to be very important. But also, it's very important for parents to swim in an area where there's a lifeguard present. The lifeguard is there to rescue. However, parents also need to pay attention to their kids while they're in there, making sure that they use the right equipment. If the child is a non-swimmer or a new swimmer, the proper Coast Guard approved life jacket will be beneficial. And also setting some rules, making sure the kids don't wander off, making sure that they only go waist deep high. That's going to be very, very important because setting those rules, it will be an important factor where the kids are not just going to be wander off and just thinking that they can go as deep as they can.
Because the ocean is really very powerful and we don't always realize that. And now that you've made us aware of things we do in the water to be safe, the beach is more than water, although that's the first thing we think of, but there's sun and sand. So what are some of the lesser known beach hazards parents might overlook, like hot sand or digging holes?
Yeah, so I think it's happened before that you can't wait to get inside the water, but then you have to go a certain amount of feet of really, really hot sand to get there. So having the right proper shoes, there are those sand shoes that you can wear to prevent some of those uncomfortable moments. And when it comes down to digging, so anytime that kids go to the beach, you think about sandcastles, a classic move, right? Something to play with, and also digging. But over the years, those have gotten, I think, challenges have come up where let's see how deep we can dig this hole. And those sand holes can collapse. We've heard stories about, you know, that collapsing kids or teens. And so very dangerous. So one of the things we recommend is just to only dig as high as the kid's knee, because that we know that it's going to be safe. Also, whenever they're done playing with this, for them to cover the holes, because other people or beach walkers may be going by and not realize that there's a hole and they could fall themselves. So enjoy it, have fun, but let's do it safe.
Really good guideline about the measurement too. Now, speaking of sun, how can parents protect kids from sun exposure and heat and dehydration during a beach day?
Yeah, and that's one of the things that a lot of parents don't think about because, you know, if you think about it, it's like, yes, it's hot, but we're in the water, so we should be okay, right? And so one of the things that parents sometimes forget, or we sometimes forget, is just not to drink enough water. Just because we're in the water doesn't mean that we're hydrating while we're in the water. So making sure that you drink plenty of water, wearing the right equipment, using hats, sunglasses, plenty of sunblock, because that's going to keep you safe ultimately in staying under the shade, because a ton of exposure will definitely get you hot as well. And the heat exhaustion can get you. So if you're able to get a little tent out there, stay under the tent. Yes, soak some sun, but come back into the tent and take some turns with that as well.
And what should families know about marine life, sharp objects, and other environmental risks?
One of those things that we know is that sometimes when we're in the beach, we really just focus on the water and not everything else, right? Then sometimes things wash ashore, broken glass fish or jellyfish come out. And so one of the things that they have to be careful is just to check that environment, what it's like. You don't want a kid to step in that because that will be very painful, but also be aware that there could be some marine life around the shore as well. So knowing what to do, if they see it, not to touch it, attempt to play with it or interact with it, but also, you know, just notify if there's anybody around about those marine life around that shore.
Now, with all of that in mind, what is your best advice for parents to prepare ahead of time for a safe and stress-free beach trip?
So one of the things that I will always recommend, yes, you can plan for protection as far as the sun, hydrating, you can watch the environment. You can set the rules as far as making sure the kids are not going deep and all that. But here are the best practice recommendations that we make. It's never allow the kids to swim by themselves. Always use a buddy system. If they're not a good swimmer or a poor swimmer, to make sure that they wear a Coast Guard approved life jacket. Floaties and other flotation devices that are not approved, they clearly specify that they are not a life-saving device. Nothing replaces parent supervision. So one of the things that it's easy to think about it. If you cannot reach them, you cannot save them. So one of the things that we always say is, you know what, your protection, your supervision is going to be their protection. So making sure that they stay always supervising their child while they're in the water. And when we think about kids, you know, we sometimes don't think about the teenagers as well. So teenagers need to be looked after as well.
This is really helpful information, good reminders, and some new information to remind us that when you equip yourself with the knowledge and precautions, you can have a perfect or almost perfect day at the beach. David, thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. And again, thanks for getting this message out there so the kids can have a great and fun summer.
David Aguilar is a program manager of injury prevention at Children's Health. For more summer safety tips, visit childrens.com/summer safety. Thank you for listening to Children's Health Checkup. If you found this podcast helpful, please rate and review and share the episode, and please follow Children's Health on your social channels.